Welcome to the Stop Money Anxiety Now live podcast, show number 2. And today's show is called Becoming a Prosperous Stay-at-Home Mommy. Okay, welcome back to another live broadcast of the Stop Money Anxiety Now podcast. I'm your host, Wei Hong, from the Six Figure Academy.
And I'm Jessica, also from the Six Figure Academy.
She's my co-host, representing the millennial crowd, because I am not a millennial. And today's really cool because, you know, it's only episode number 2, and we already have a special edition today because our guest is about to leave the country to go to Israel, and we wanted to squeeze her in and at least have her here live. I mean, we could have done this virtually, but there's nothing better than having a live, energetic being here to talk about today's topic. Now, for those of you who don't know, this is the podcast where we give you the real-world tips, strategies, and interviews with some amazing entrepreneurs on how to eliminate the destructive money habits and anxiety in your life so that you can create a prosperous and an abundant lifestyle in either both your business, free of financial stress or worry. I just said in either your business or nothing else, or your life. Okay? We're doing it straight from the office in our office studio, desktop studio, here at the Six Figure Academy. And so let's go again. How are you doing, Jessica? I mean, it's been a week. Even though I see you all the time, but it's been a week since we've been on the show.
Every day, almost.
No.
Oh my God. I don't know.
I don't know how you stand it either. So, but, I mean, we've had a pretty active week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it feels like it's been more than a week with all the things that have been coming together.
Seriously, yesterday I think I went through a year's worth of just work and just kind of putting things together.
That's it, just
1 year? Yeah, just 1 year. Yeah, because
I felt like it was 3.
3? Oh, well, you got me beat. Are we trying to one-up each other now? Oh, yeah? Well, my day was like 5 years long. But last week, it was kind of cool. We had our team meeting, and we always set goals. We kind of calibrate on the goals from last month, and then we set the goals at the end of the meeting for this month. And one of our goals that we had set for you, being our events and programs coordinator, aside from being your lovely co-host for the show.
The Jane of all trades.
Yeah, exactly. and we said, you know, we need to get, let's just add another speaking engagement, because we, you know, that's a lot of what I do. Mm-hmm. And we said, okay, cool, we set the intention. And mind you, this has happened before, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened the next day, we ended up reaching out to a friend of mine who actually is, and hopefully I can get her on the show too, Allison, who is the founder of the West Coast Speakers Coalition.
Yeah.
We reached out to just say hi and introduce her to you because, you know, what you do.
Get to
keep in contact. And, you know, serendipitously, I like that word, she basically said, what did she say to you?
She said that their original scheduled keynote speaker had suddenly had to kind of give up his spot due to some personal happenings. And they happened to be looking for a new keynote speaker, and we were the first person who she had in mind, and then we happened to call and have that call, and she offered you the spot.
Yeah. So basically, when the universe puts things together in such beautiful synchronicity, it did behoove us to say yes.
And yeah. Well, I mean, the same thing happened with our event in April. We had applied for, you know, this weekend long event, and unfortunately, you know, the first time we said, we really like the application, but we can't accept you right now. And then, you know, Wei had asked. You know, like,
that's
hey,
me,
let's,
by the way.
you had asked, like, let's reach out. Let's see, you know, like, what they're looking for, like, what, you know, the differences are. And the reply back that we got was that they said, you know, with the timing and the fact that we had reached out, they offered us a waitlist spot. And then a few years later, someone happened to cancel, and they offered us a spot. So,
So it's one of those things that is kind of a new experience for you since you're probably one of the newest members on our team. And seeing this happen where, you know, starting to realize that it happens all the time. And it's kind of has a lot to do with people say the harder you work or the more lucky you are, right? People seem to hear that all the time. But really it's about having that awareness, being willing to pay attention to say, hey, you're doing your thing, you're following up and doing all the right things, how to become luckier is you simply pay attention to the opportunities that show up and just be willing to say yes, right? And, you know, the last, you know, few weeks have been just like that. So for those of you who are interested to come and see us over at these events and see me speak, it's I think the one that's coming up at the end of the month is called Icon Summit.
Yes.
You go to iconsummit.com.
Yep.
And then the one in Santa Barbara that's coming up in April is called the Lucidity Festival, right?
Yeah, Lucidity.
So I get to be all hippie down.
The whole range.
Yeah.
I get to be business 1 month. And then
business, business hippie, right? Getting wooed out. But you know what? It goes hand in hand. Prosperity, lifestyle, money. If you don't engage all levels, then it's just not, you know, it's really kind of difficult. And, you know, which kind of leads us to our guest today. Now, before, So before we get started, I want to remind everybody that our, let's see, I'm going to adjust this real quick because we just got some feedback from Emily saying there's lots of weird feedback. We both sound like robots. Do we? Okay, so just to let you guys know, we're doing this on the Spreaker.com, that's S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R.com platform. So if you, it's actually live, so if you download the app or you go to Spreaker.com, search for Stop Money Anxiety Now, or you can go to our website and get the link there at thesixfigureacademy.com/radio. You can actually interact with us and our guest, which I'm about to introduce right now. I'm so excited because he's going to be talking about some really cool things, and she's here from Israel, so she's not local. So this is going to be really fun, and that's why we just, you know, shifted our timing a little bit. We're normally at noon, but today we're doing it at 10 p.m. at Pacific Standard, so, you know, our guest can make her flight. So let me give you guys a little bit of, so Emily said there's lots of weird feedback, and we both sound like robots. So maybe if I turn down the gain a little bit, maybe that'll help. Maybe. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead and, you know, ask a question. Punch it in the chat, like Emily just said, giving us feedback, which is great because we're giving her feedback to sound like robots. That was totally our intention. so, you know, Sarah Noken, okay, is our guest today. And I'm really excited because I've known her, actually, we're going on year 3 now, I think. And before she actually became an integral part of our team here at the Six Figure Academy, we connected because I found her on the internet. I was actually looking for somebody to help us and help us with our systems, help us with our organization. What she does is what they call an OBM, okay? And then, first time I mentioned that, someone's like, OBGYN, why do you need that? It's like, no, OBM. It's like an online business manager to help manage your online business. You know, for us, as most of us entrepreneurs, we're not experts. And even though I have a separate company that does digital marketing, online work, I still don't want to be the one managing all that. And that's why we brought Sarah. And, you know, I actually looked around and saw a variety of different other online business managers, including Sarah's mentor, Tina Forsythe, you know, great woman. But when I look for people, I read their bio. I look at their background. I can see where they're coming from. And I really kind of pay attention to what values drive them. And that's why I'm really excited about bringing her energy and bringing her perspective, because she is a stay-at-home mommy that is absolutely thriving. Just from me having met her before we actually brought her into the fold, I mean, she, you know, became more expensive than the first time I connected with her, which is great because that means she is prospering, she is thriving, and she basically kind of has a deeper mission that I want to let her share about. And so she positioned herself as the entrepreneur's OBM, okay, online business manager, and she's going to talk to us about how she became a prosperous stay-at-home mommy, telling about her journey around the world, even though she's not at home now, but she really is a stay-at-home mommy. She's just happens to be here right now, but she's going home today. But anyway, introducing Sarah Noked, not naked. Sarah Noken, welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm really excited to be here.
We're excited to have you here. We almost thought you didn't make it today. You were driving here. I think last time you took Uber to get here, and the Uber guy got lost or something.
The Uber guy took about an hour to get here.
From the airport. And just for a point of reference, for those of you who don't know, my office is actually only a half an hour, so he doubled the time.
I think he just loves talking to me. We were having a really in-depth conversation.
You know, that has actually happened. I've literally been in an Uber where I got in a conversation with a guy about his business.
Why am I not surprised?
And then next thing you know, I'm watching him deliberately taking different turns away from what I saw on his phone.
Well, it was five turns literally for me to get there.
Yeah.
Five turns, yeah. Well, I mean, it was really nearby. And when I drove with him, we were like on five streets. Nowhere we were going.
Right? So, yeah, so we're getting some response. Again, yeah, let's see. Plus one on the feedback. Let's see if the feedback on the feedback. Is it still inaudible? It's totally audible, just very grating, very staticky, robotic. Okay, let me see if I can fix this real quick before we can. I want to make sure that people get a really good experience listening to you. I know. Okay, so. Yeah, definitely. If you can pay attention to that, then see what people... Okay, so hopefully this is better. We just have to, you know, like, start swallowing the microphone so it's a little bit more intimate. Okay, so tell us, you know, this is a podcast show about your money story.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about your money story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically, I'm originally from Canada, although I do live in Israel now.
Mm.
And I've always really had an entrepreneurial spirit. I had a landscaping company mm-hmm. with my then husband, not then boyfriend, now husband.
Oh, and he was from Canada too?
No, he was from Israel, but it was my way of trying to get him to stay in Canada. But oh, we'll have this business together. You're going to love it. You're going to stay here. You're not going to care that it's minus 30 in the wintertime.
Wait a minute. How did you meet him from Canada? Well, you were living in Canada, but
I was living
in
Canada. He was in Israel, but he was visiting a friend, a mutual friend. So, and we hit it off, and... You know, one thing led to another, and eventually he moved to live with me in Canada, and about 3 years later, we left. We left, oh. And we moved to Israel. We just couldn't take the winter.
And so you're originally from Israel?
Yeah.
And then all of them moved to Canada too?
Yeah. And then we moved back.
Yeah. Oh.
So, you know, and moving to Israel, you know, I had a little bit of Hebrew, but I didn't speak the language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had an MBA, and I was like, well, you know, it's time to sort of go into corporate, and mm-hmm. I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was commuting 40 minutes, and I was making not great money because, you know, there wasn't a lot of opportunity for me because I didn't have the language. And I was like, you know what? It's time. I knew I wanted to have kids. And I was like, it's time to make a change.
Mm.
I'm not going to commute the 40-minute drive anymore.
Uh-huh.
I was traveling like crazy to Germany. Like, I was going, you know. I was working with Germans. So I was traveling at least once a month. So
oh,
I was
wow.
like, this isn't for me anymore. And then I was, you know, I had kids. And things changed. And I realized, all right, I need to create an opportunity for myself. I know I grew up with a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted that for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of got me thinking, all right, it's time to take my skills and, you know, most my entrepreneurial spirit, combine it,
uh-huh.
and just get going. And that's exactly what I did. I started working as a virtual assistant.
Okay.
Yeah. And slowly, you know, I realized, okay, well, there's a real need. Well, I realized it actually in my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if I'm going to be able to really be with my kids and really be the kind of mom that I want to be,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to need to get the kind of systems in place so that I can have a team of people
mm-hmm.
to assist me in, mm-hmm. you know, scaling my business.
Right.
And then I realized, wow, I can really offer this as a service.
Right. We jumped from a VA to...
Yeah, it was really like a short-lived... Like, I'm a techie kind of person, so mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'll just, you know, do infusion thoughts or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I was doing, and quickly, I was, you know, doing... I was working more in project management and team mm-hmm. management with mm-hmm. the clients that I was working with, and I was writing their standard operating procedures, and I was helping them automate things.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, there are a lot of virtual assistants out there. And one of the easiest ways for mommies at home mm-hmm. to get into working from home is just to do virtual assistants. You know, I'm a big fan of that. And yet what you've done is you've transitioned, found a way to transition. What was the turning point, really, where you said, okay, this virtual assistant thing is cool, and it might be a big leap for any stay-at-home mom or dad, for that matter, to think, I can build a team as well. It's not just about me. If I need scale and really prosper, you know, create a substantial income while working at home, what was that part of it? What was in the mind? What was in the circumstances that actually helped you with that?
Well, my husband decided to go back to school.
Oh.
And we wanted to build a house. And I was like, well, I either need to raise my prices, which I did, and I need to, you know, start to take a little bit of off here. And I realized that this is, I'm going to have to support us while he's in school and make enough money so that, A, so that I really wanted to be able to go to Canada and visit my family when I wanted to. And you know, it's not cheap. Like, it's not, you know, you can't really live off of a one-income household. So that was kind of a turning point for me. I was like, I need to really hustle. And also, I tend to set goals for myself. When I originally set out to do this, and I literally was looking back at my business plan not too long ago. Like, I'm going to have a team of 30 VAs working under me, and I'm going to have, like, 5 team leaders. I had all these big, huge goals for myself that I didn't meet. And I, you know, but I, in the end, it sort of evolved on its own, you know, where I do have, you know, I've got 5 people on my team.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so it's been really good. And I have a lot of solid systems in place for an online business so that I can, you know, really have the team doing things like when I'm here in California.
Yeah. I mean, you've been here for how long now?
I've been here for a week.
For a week, and your business is coming along.
Yeah.
Everybody's being taken care of. Clients are happy.
Yeah.
I know I am. So and I'm one of them. Okay. So that's pretty amazing. I mean, in essence, you became the breadwinner at one point because the support, which is awesome. You know, and because most people who do VAs, it's kind of like a supplemental income. They're not thinking.
Or it's like a big stuff.
Right. Yeah. So is it a mindset thing, or is it just like a thing, or just tapping into a deeper purpose as to why am I going to do this? Why are we doing this? What was it?
It was a survival thing because I really wanted to be able to have, I wanted my kids to grow up like how I grew up. You know, I want to be able to pay for their university and I want to buy them cars and I want to, you know, I want to be able to go on vacations and visit my family.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, so I was like, that's it. I'm going to make this happen.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it was a mindset thing.
So, is that a survival thing, or is that a lifestyle thing, though?
Well, it was a survival thing because, you know, I wasn't at home. I wasn't in Canada anymore. I was living in a place where, you know, suddenly I was, you know, an immigrant. You know, so I had to kind of create the opportunity. And I think I'm very opportunistic generally. You know, I recognize when, you know, just like...
Yeah, what we were talking about.
Yeah, just like what you guys were talking about. Recognizing opportunity, you know, and I was like, I have this great opportunity. I know that there is a demand for this, and I'm just going to go. I'm just going to take it as far as I can take it, and I'm still going.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this is just the beginning.
No, I've literally seen you grown in the last 2 or 3 years since I first met you, and it's like, holy cow, you're really doing it.
Yeah.
You know, because when we first talked in a few years back, it was you. Or maybe one other person?
Yeah. It was
like
pretty
that?
Much, I think, just you.
It was just you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It was just you.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fascinating.
And also, I mean, when it's just you, you can't take a holiday. You can't get sick. You can't, you know, everything is on your shoulders.
You can't go to training to expand your skin.
No, it's really, and I think that's a big problem with a lot of these women who are virtual assistants, it's just them. And they don't want, they look at managing it too much, well, it's going to be too much work, and you know, I don't want to work so hard, or I don't know if it's gonna, if I'm gonna be a good manager or whatever. But the reality is that, you know, you gotta look at it like a business. It's not just, you know, a side gig, and you gotta really work it and make sure that you have things in place so that if you do get sick or your kids get sick, because you know, y'all know that happens a lot.
What? No, I never got sick in my life. As
right.
A kid.
So, you know, you have to really set a foundation for stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of the times when I talk to VAs all the time, they're like, oh, I want to do what you do, and how do you do it? And, you know, you have to be open to being a leader.
Right.
You know, you have to have that quality or hone that quality, which I think is really positive.
Yeah. I mean, I think leadership can definitely be something that you can learn and develop. I mean, some of the most amazing leaders I've met in this world are super introverted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by nature. I mean, you may not realize this, or may not realize it because, you know, I'm comfortable around you guys, but the reality is I'm actually default introvert.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, me having to step out and do these things was not something I was born to do. It was definitely turned out my mom actually said, you know, she's teaching the baby, and teachers have really kind of opened doors for me. So, who would say I feel so connected with Sharon Poupon Jones, giving him a shout out right there, who really, because of her, helped me become who I am today in terms of a communication standpoint, and the, you know, the power of speech and communication. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I think, as like you're saying, I mean, as a leader, that's how you really kind of bridge that gap, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's more like willingness to step up to become a leader, because I'm sure in your path of becoming a leader of your organization, I'm sure you, it wasn't always like perfectly smooth.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Right?
I make mistakes all the time, but I'm really transparent about them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't try to.
Well, tell us about one mistake that in your process of the last few years that you're building your team. What was one big mistake that you were like, oh my God, and that you totally learned from and the gemstones you drew from?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the one mistake I sort of felt like I made at the beginning is that I was always a friend to my team,
mm-hmm.
rather than sometimes like the employer or whatever. Because everyone on my team, they're employees. They employ everybody.
Right. Okay, good.
So, and I, you know, I spoke to my husband's also an entrepreneur, so we're always down
cool.
ears off of each other, and he's, you know, very much, no, you have to be in a different space, and very masculine, and I was like, you know what, that's just not me. I'm always, even if it's a mistake that I'm making, I can't change who I am, and I think that my team loves me for it,
yeah.
You know, I'm there for them, and I look at it as a team, not
mm-hmm.
that I'm, you know, some
right.
I'm above them,
right.
because they all bring to the table skills that I don't have.
Right.
You know, Emily is a fabulous writer.
Right.
You know, Dahlia's really techy. Mm-hmm. She's like also really techy. You know,
cool.
like I've got people on the team who can do things that I don't do, and it's to respect them, right?
Yeah.
And I really respect them.
Well, I mean, that's how Ford made it. I mean, he surrounded himself with people that were like significantly smarter than him,
mm-hmm.
and he just focused on what he was good at, which
mm-hmm.
is, you know, being a mechanic, being a car guy.
Right. You know? So whereas I think I'm, you know, I can lead them and stuff like that. I don't really look at it like I feel like it may or may not be a mistake, but you know, what can I do?
Right.
I can't change who I am, and I can't make it.
Well, it's working.
Right, it's working.
Yeah, it's totally.
And there are times when I'm like, oh well, you know, maybe it's kind of crossing boundaries. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go out and you're, you know,
taking
wine, having a good old time, meet me in Tel Aviv on the beach, you know, stuff like that.
Right. You know. But that's the thing, though. I think. Some of the most successful entrepreneurs out there are also the ones who are most authentic, most transparent. And I think a lot of the people, especially in the online marketing industry, they hit a wall, not because they're not good at what they do, but because there needs to be a higher level of transparency, a willingness to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Dan Millman's book, The Way of the People Warrior, I think one of the things that was quoted there was... that something about the strength of a warrior is not from his invulnerability, but embracing absolute vulnerability,
mm-hmm.
that we are human, that we are fallible. You know, if you look at some of the businesses that save themselves from doom, it's because they decide to step in and step up and say, hey, let's be authentic, let's be transparent, let's let the world know, because
mm-hmm.
our customers are human too.
That's right.
And they fully appreciate when there's a humanity piece that plays out. So I think what you're doing is a natural progression of.
And I'm a humanities undergrad. I can't hide that.
All right, well, there you go.
And yes, you know, I love business, but
right.
at the end of the day, you know.
So if you don't incorporate humanity into
right,
your business,
then. And so I was like, well, you know what? It is what it is.
Right.
And I think for a lot of women, they think they need to wear the pants and they need to be
mm-hmm.
something that they're not. And really, being a good manager is about, you know, realizing what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses, and
uh-huh.
usually it's the same thing, right?
Right. Yeah.
And, like, work it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then find the people that share the same values that can, like, bridge those gaps.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's almost like finding, like, you know, a good relationship, you know. So, apparently it's still the same. So that might not be our equipment. It might actually be the platform. So we apologize to our audience tonight. But there is going to be a replay. And if I hear the recording, I'll upload it and fix it. But not. Because we are recording it locally as well. So, really. So, just to, as a reminder for those of you listening and would love to ask questions, because I'm sure there's a lot of questions out there to for Sarah about how, you know, anything about how what her journey was, the business and everything like that, you can go to Spreaker.com, download the app, if it's too loud, turn down the volume, I guess, and then just punch in the chat your questions, and we'll make sure that Sarah gets it and can answer it.
So, I know that earlier we were talking about your reason of why you wanted to set up an online business. What was the reason why did you want to work?
I'm just like Wade was saying, I'm also a real introvert, you know, and I do prefer to be in my pajamas.
You wanted to hide.
I wanted to hide. Even coming to California. I mean, you know, I was at the Digital Marketing Conference with Brian Dice this weekend, and it wasn't easy for me to. I mean, my husband's like, "Oh, what are you talking about? It's so easy for you," but it's really not. It's really uncomfortable for me. So
yeah, people don't realize that, huh? When you're an introverted and you've worked years to be able to step into a space where it's not your typical introverted space, you know. When people say, like, "Oh, you're just a natural, you can speak, you know, from the center stage, you're not even intimidated, there's thousands of people in the room, and you just need to speak." And I was like, "Oh, but I can do this kind of thing." Right? If you 20 years ago, if you told me to do that, I'd be like, "No, I would have just like been like this slobbery mess of sweat and fear and angst." Who asked you to
say that?
So. But yeah, so it was basically to create support comfortable for you.
Exactly. I wanted to be at home, and I wanted the biggest thing for me was being able to travel. I wanted to be able to pick up and leave, and it didn't matter where I was. You know, because obviously I had a landscaping company, brick and mortar. You know, we would work like dogs all summer long, and then in the winter time we'd like go on holiday. You know, I wanted to travel. I wanted to be able to have this, you know, flexible lifestyle. And, you know, I didn't want to commute also. So that's what it was for me.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I actually had a job one time where all day long I was, really? So, yeah, no, I actually had a job one time where I was commuting every day. Basically, I was driving the people home every day. So my whole day was a big commute. So like, imagine 8 hours of the day. So I had to, you know, I was always, never a big fan of commuting, so I had to experience it full blown.
Yeah, you got to experience it to know. To really appreciate,
not having a commute.
Not having to do that.
Four hours, and sometimes 5 hours out of the 8 hour work day was commuting.
Yeah.
And I literally spent maybe 3 or 4 hours in the whole day.
You know, we're changing times now. Everything is on, you know. Everything can be online.
Yeah. You know, it's a world economy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are running an integral part of my business. And we guys aren't even here. You guys aren't even here.
Everyone on my team, they're all, like, American, but Europeans, you know, everybody.
Gally's American?
Yeah, Gally's from New Jersey.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
She's from Jersey?
Emily's from Colorado.
What is it? Do we all need to move to Israel now?
The newest member on the team is from Perth. She's Australian.
Perth?
Yeah. Really cool.
I have friends in Perth.
Really cool.
Perth is
cool. Worldwide.
Worldwide,
right? And it's really cute because we're like this community. And that's the other thing. The community of women.
Uh-huh.
It's so powerful, you know, when we're all together and, you know, like we're unstoppable.
So
maybe that personable, you know, like, the energy that you give off is maybe that's the reason why it works.
I think that
the work takes the woman is such a different set than it takes the men.
And in Israel, isn't it still very masculine?
Yeah, yes and no. Actually, when I was in corporate there, the whole executive management, they were all women.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there are a lot of women. It's not really, I mean, it's like it was here, I guess. It's women are really highly educated. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are engineers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Wait, then, what?
What is it? The food is so good.
Team retreat.
Yeah, team retreat in Israel. It's just that 16-hour flight. Yeah, that 16-hour flight. I don't know. Okay. And that's a direct flight, right?
It is, yeah.
You know, one of the reasons why we moved our show up because she, Sarah actually said she would move her flight if it were not for the fact that there's only one flight, direct flight, that goes up to Israel
every week.
It's like once a week.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have to remember that if we are going to go to Israel, it would have to be on a Tuesday at noon.
Yeah.
We'll be doing the show on the plane while for a week, right?
Right.
Yeah, Prophet Magic. And then make sure we have Wi-Fi so we can do the show on the plane.
Possible. They do have Wi-Fi on the plane.
Yeah, yeah. So
not LL. You're lucky to get a TV on your seat.
One that works.
One that works.
Reminds me of that airline, Spirit Airlines. Have you ever seen the movie Soul Plane?
No.
Okay, well, that's what Spirit Airlines is.
Oh,
it's
that comedy.
What's his name? Snoop Dogg's on that.
Yeah, with it's not Lane.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what Spirit Airlines is like. We have a sort of fond memory of being squashed in a seat that's supposed to be, yeah, anyway. So, you know, here's the thing. I bet you a lot of stay-at-home moms and dads, because I have friends who are stay-at-home dads, mm-hmm. with the moms, yeah. and they're great, would, you know, who may be struggling with figuring out, you know, maybe it's not VA work, or maybe if it is VA work, maybe the market's saturated. Actually, I don't think it is. You mm-hmm. can't have enough mm-hmm. assistance. I mean, I myself have practically two assistants. I mean, so what would be one thing that you can... One gemstone that you can give them to say, okay, if you feel stuck, you know, not knowing what to do at home, mm-hmm. if you don't feel techy, or if you don't wanna, you know, don't feel comfortable with online, what can you do to become a prosperous stay-at-home mom
mm-hmm.
or daddy?
Well, I mean, you gotta stay on top and educate yourself, right? I mean, there's always these programs that you can do. To, you know, if you're already have a background in administration, which I think is really common for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some sort of administrative or executive assistant or whatever, but they lack that techie piece.
Mm-hmm.
There are tons of courses online that you can take and sort of hold yourself accountable,
mm-hmm.
do it, mm-hmm. learn something new. And I spent the whole weekend
right.
and I have tons of takeaways from that.
Right. You know, and I think that's the big thing is that we forget that learning is almost like a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we go to school and we come out, like me, when I went to school and I came out, I was like, I'm so burnt, I am not opening another book ever again in my life. I don't like to read. I read all the time now. But it took a while for me because when I first, you know, kind of like meditation, like anything else, really.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started, I felt like, oh my God, this is such a drag. And then I just said, you know what, I'm going to do this. Let me, you know, like the book called The Slight Edge,
mm-hmm.
which I'm reading right now.
Yep.
It talks about, you know, to incorporate a new habit or to incorporate a new type of skill set. You know, start small, like baby steps, right?
Yeah, totally.
Like what you were saying, it's like there's all these different tutorials and ways to learn online.
Yeah.
From Demi, Linda, .com.
Yeah. You reach out to somebody who's doing what you want to do and say, look, you know, what was the path that you took? That's what I do. I'm a coach.
Yeah.
I hired a VA coach. And she totally, you know, the learning curve was suddenly not so steep. Because she's like, do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Here's what I did. Here's what worked. You know, think about what you need to do and and your path. And I think for me, it probably expedited my journey maybe like a year or something like that. Because suddenly I wasn't really starting from square one. I was starting from a place where, you know, I had a little bit of coaching and I knew.
Right.
You know, kind of identify what is my unisex side, like what am I going to, where am I going to get involved in?
I'm just
going
to say that even though I don't know.
Yeah, like what is it about? What is it about me that's going to come out of?
That X factor?
Yeah, exactly.
So unisex side is a basic X factor?
Very, very loosely.
What is your...
It's like your, I don't even know, but it's like the thing about you that whatever it is about you,
yeah, that untouchable, like
that,
kind of energy.
I don't know, you know, the.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to get to the question that will come up with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And since the show is about money.
Right,
about the money piece.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, you know, you said you got a coach, you said any resources. Yeah. A lot of the resources obviously just come in. So what do we have to say to people? I mean, how did you, you know, confront that challenge that you knew you had to, you know, you knew you had to spend some money?
Well, for me, I always look at it like it was an investment in myself. You know, it's like going to the gym or joining a yoga class.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to invest in yourself. You are your biggest leader. You know, you're your leader. So
right.
You have, you know, you have, in this day and age, you have to really be aware of that and know that if you're not gonna spend money to improve yourself, then I don't know. To me, it seems like something so obvious. You know, so
right.
If you want to get somewhere,
right.
And you have blocks for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. You know, for me. It was like, am I good enough? Can I do this? You know, am I really going to make money doing this? And for me, it was like finding a coach that could really guide me. So, yeah, 100, I mean, it was the best money I ever spent because it paid me back, like, I mean, she told me exactly where to go to look for clients and exactly what kind of clients, you know, based on what I wanted to do and stuff
right.
like that. So, for me, it was...
Right. But, you know, here's the thing. Like, my mom was a stay-at-home mom pretty much all her life. And one of the things that she was challenged with was, you know, figuring out how to learn how to invest in herself again.
Mm-hmm.
She spent years making it last for herself. You know, making everything last for herself. I mean, like buying clothes, buying things that she wants, going out to eat, that type of thing, going out to spend, spending some kind of money,
mm-hmm.
and did everything for her kids,
mm-hmm.
did everything for her husband,
yeah.
did everything for the house, kind of martyred herself, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, that leads some a little bit to the money anxiety piece,
mm-hmm.
in that, you know, if there's anxiety around money, because my mom has a lot of,
mm-hmm.
then some of the symptoms or some of the behavior that show up is, when it comes down time to want to be a foster stay-at-home mommy, you're not willing to do what it takes from a monetary standpoint
mm-hmm.
to invest in yourself, to invest in your business, so that you actually can become a foster stay-at-home
mom. That's right. Very true. And you know, for me, it was, I mean, I had a lot of guilt, you know, when I was, just, you know, obviously I worked really hard and I need to. And a lot of, I'm very conscientious of trying to have a balance with my kids
mm-hmm.
and being around for them and being available for them.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's definitely, I mean, you know, I had to go. And I think that guilt fueled me to have better systems and to invest in the team. Because, you know, when you're training people, I mean, it's expensive.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm usually these kids, you know, usually they're people who don't have any experience in digital marketing
right.
or they're not really familiar with that. You know,
yeah, I know. And you just came back from an event that basically.
I know. It's really important with, like, you know, these really six-figure academies.
Right.
67-figure, you know, online digital marketers who are rocking it
online. Yeah, totally.
You know, but for me, it was a lot of guilt. I mean, you know, I knew that I needed to be at home with them, but I just need to find a way. So yeah, investing in yourself, you know, and staying educated, and if you need to do coaching, do coaching, if you need to invest in a tool that, and it can just be one thing, you know, learn how to use infusion software, learn how to use acupuncture.
Right, like you were saying in the beginning, that's what you started with, your niche was,
yeah.
I'll help you with infusion software.
Yeah, I'll help you with your autoresponders, or, you know, if you're a writer, learn how to write sales copy.
Right.
There's tons of copywriting places.
Like copyblogger.com.
Yeah.
There's free stuff there all the time that you just
totally.
Keep it and you just go through it. In fact, I know a few people who actually created copywriting businesses
mm-hmm.
just from investing a significant amount of hours every single day learning. Because I think that as a stay-at-home mom, especially as kids that go to school,
mm-hmm.
and you get, you know, you do whatever it is that you need to do, you probably can carve out a few hours every single day just to invest in yourself, learning from all the resources on Google.
Yeah,
totally.
Right? Yeah, so, it's such exciting time.
Oh my God, everything's so fast, everything's so available, right? I mean, what excuse do you truly have? You know?
Yeah, no,
Okay. So what would be one action step that you would encourage stay-at-home moms who are thinking about, you know, or who are actually in the middle of doing the business on their own? What advice would you give them to really kind of up the game a bit?
Work on your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And work on being that confident person that you know you can be.
Uh-huh.
And just putting aside all of the BS and all of the negative banter that you've got going on in your head, and, you know, recognize that you can do whatever you want to do. So, mm-hmm. I mean,
what were some of the negative banter, negative chatter that was going on in the beginning?
It was like, you know, I'm going to fail, right? I'm going to fail miserably.
And what did that look like?
Because I would tell people what I was doing, and they'd be like, what is that even? And how are you going to make money doing that?
How are you going to make money doing that?
Yeah. And I think it's about getting really clear with yourself and being like, you know, no, I can do this.
Especially as you know.
Yeah, and find it, here it is, it's find a good support system. I'm really lucky because my husband,
mm-hmm.
you know, supported me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, where
right.
I was, you know, building up my business.
Right. And if it's not your husband,
yeah.
then
find a friend, find a support system of people who are going to recognize what you do and
right. who are on that path or
mm-hmm.
further forward.
Yeah, exactly, totally.
That's actually ideal, right?
Right.
Find some people who have actually proven the path.
Yeah. So, I mean, even at this conference over the weekend, I had one of my clients was there, and she's Australian, and there was a whole bunch of these Aussie women entrepreneurs. And it was just wild, you know. We had
right.
good times, and it was like, you know, most of us are mommies, and, you know, it was,
cool.
So it was fun. It was really fun, and it's important as women and men, you know,
yeah.
and online people to, you know, support each other in this cyber space, right?
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that's why one of my other books I have on too is called The Handbook on Loving That Entrepreneur in Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really about, you know, entrepreneurs will kind of cut from a weird cost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not always the same cost,
mm-hmm.
and that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we start to embrace that entrepreneur spirit within us, it's the people who are permanent in our lives now, who love us and care for us, and really don't understand the whole entrepreneurial thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if an entrepreneur 10 years ago versus an entrepreneur today, or maybe an entrepreneur 10 years ago, even then, that's the
mm-hmm.
you know, the brick and mortar, like, you know, slave away at your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the new millennial model, which is you work as minimal as possible and you reach massive rewards.
Mm-hmm.
They all work.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of, you know, understanding that piece and that union that you bring to
people.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Did I use that right?
Yeah.
Right?
Whatever it is.
And what's cool about that handbook is it goes both ways. So if an entrepreneur reads that handbook and learns how they're coming off to the people that aren't entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
it might help them get a different perspective on, oh, my behavior is this way,
mm-hmm.
and how do I then be more accessible, be more congruent with the people that who aren't entrepreneurs? Because there was a period of time where I was wondering that anybody who was not an entrepreneur, it was something wrong. Which was like a terrible, terrible perspective, but that was 20 years ago. So. But I was still in the early stages of my journey of figuring out, you know, how to be an entrepreneur. That's because everybody could be an entrepreneur. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, and I feel excited about moms, you know. You don't have to hustle and go to that job that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You can create opportunity for yourself. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not easy, but it's worth it. I mean, you gotta invest in yourself.
Yeah.
And then the payback is like a million for them.
Yeah, I guess it's so just believing that you can do it.
And don't get me wrong, I don't wake up every morning and be like, I can, you know, every day I'm like, God, seriously, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm on a roller coaster like every other entrepreneur and person.
Yeah.
So,
human.
That's right.
Yeah, speaking of human, I don't know if people can hear this, but this is probably on our end, but it's like, I'm really funky hissing this. But anyway, okay, cool. So, you know, we have about 15 minutes left, okay? And what I want to do is give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about something that you want to offer, you know, mommy, stay-at-home mommies or daddies as a way, because here's one of the things that I you know, for the underlying thing, aside from the money piece, mm-hmm. that will probably help a lot of stereotypes, is because one of the reasons why things don't work as well as you want is because there's a lack of system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think one of the values of having an online business manager and working with it, you guys are diligent and constantly creating systematize everything.
Automate what you can do.
Yeah, automate, because, you know, the studies have shown that only 10% of what we do every single day really is an integral part of our genius.
Mm-hmm.
And like 90% you can actually immediately offload to somebody else.
That's right.
Or train somebody to do.
That's right. And then, you know, and I think the important thing is that it's about the systems and not the people on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times I'll walk into, you know, hot mess team, and
right.
there'll be no systems. All of the systems are in the people's heads that are doing the job. And I'm like,
right.
what if Susie leaves? You know, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Because you don't even know what she's doing.
It's all in her head.
So, you know, and I think that is a big, nice place to start for a lot of VAs, because it's, you know, it's easy to learn, and it's also when you come into business and you're an outsider, you can sometimes see things a lot clearer.
Right. Kind of like that Bone Thugs helmet in the song. It's all in my head, over and over again. So if everything's always in your head, then you will keep the same challenges and circumstances over and over again.
Well, you just think it's a bad pattern, you know?
Right.
It's not a bad habit. Yeah.
And it takes a lot of energy to keep everything in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when just a year ago, I sat there one day and I was like, pretty quiet. Everything's getting done.
Mm-hmm.
My head is empty right now.
Mm-hmm. And then you have, and then as an entrepreneur, you can focus on things that actually generate revenue. So
right.
people ask you, well, you know, put it in a dollar value that you bring to the table. And you're like, well, look, you know, I mean, I'm going to give you time that you can focus on whatever it is, whatever your genius zone is,
yeah.
and you can then, you know, make more money off doing what you're really naturally good at,
right.
whether it be speaking or writing or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't do those things for you. Nobody can do those things for you.
Right.
So when you're investing in the day-to-day operations of your business,
yeah.
or, you know, if it's you're the one who's sending out that email blast, or you're the one, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so what? Why?
So you're offering a friend.
Yes, yeah. Which is the most, because you probably saw his value in dollars, but you did a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a person, I'm going to be with my friend. That's
right. Yeah. And you can actually translate that to dollars. For someone like that says, well, translate to dollars, says, well, it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you value your time?
Mm-hmm.
How much are you worth per hour?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if I can help you get 2-3 more hours, if you're valuing yourself at $500 an hour, yeah.
And if I can give you the quiet in your head and peace of mind,
right.
to then be able to fully focus on that thing, then it means it's pretty powerful.
Oh, it is. It is. I'm a living testament to that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, just being able to wake up one day and just say, everything else is running. I want to create something today,
mm-hmm.
and I do,
mm-hmm.
and I have that capability to say, "Team, block me off for this hour, this many hours. I'm going to make some stuff."
Yeah,
and they're like, okay. So that's done.
Well, I'm going to go and I'm going to educate myself. I'm going to learn a new skill or connect with people. You know, for me, you know, part of coming to California was being able to connect with new clients mm-hmm. and new prospects and new people who can help me with JV stuff,
right.
some ventures. So, you know, it's pretty cool. But back to your question, which is, you know, what's the one thing that...
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if I'm talking about it specifically with a virtual assistant, so if you're already a virtual assistant, and maybe you're already a assistant, because, you know, there's a lot of us out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I call myself an online business manager, but I'm really a virtual assistant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just take a little bit more responsibility in
right.
my clients' businesses, because,
okay.
you know, if the ball drops, it's me, you know.
Right.
So I think for any entrepreneur or any kind of virtual assistant or online business manager, you need to have the systems in your business or else you're not going to get anywhere. So what I've done is I've taken my standard operating procedure template and I've made that available. And I think that whether you're trying to make if you're an online entrepreneur, you need that. Anyway.
Right. No, I tell people all the time, and our students and everything like that, and that's why it's easy for me to refer to you, is that systems for an entrepreneur are literally
50-50.
Yeah. it's more stress-free. And if you are a stay-at-home mom, systems will set you free from a prosperity level. Set you free the staff of the thinking that I can't make money.
Right.
I mean, you're the proof in the pudding. Yeah, that's you've proven the model
right.
of how even as a stay-at-home mom, you can be the breadwinner. You know,
right. Right.
You know I hear from mom that they love their husbands and they see their husbands. Like, I want to retire my husband.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
You've
yeah,
proven
you
it. Not that your husband wants to.
I don't want him to retire.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, not that.
Although we actually do share an office.
Oh, okay.
Which is a whole other podcast.
Okay.
I don't work in the same office as your husband.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. That is.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have a free, confident online business manager toolkit.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's for VAs or, you know, online. I mean, it's mostly for virtual assistants and ODM to do it for
right.
the clients, but
I have to tell you, you sent me that early when I first met you,
mm-hmm.
Online and everything. And I actually took aspects of that to apply to so we can ramp up our business to be fully capable of utilizing the services.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you came in the second time, you're like, oh, there's some going on.
Yeah, which is great.
That's from that toolkit.
Yeah.
That toolkit actually inspired a high level of systems integration working with my toolkit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's simple but extremely valuable.
Mm-hmm.
What you're offering out here because I've used it myself and it's been massive.
Yeah, I mean that's completely true. And you know I want to share it with people mm-hmm. because I mean I didn't invent video. You know I didn't.
Right.
I'm not going to. You know it's not. I mean it's not. They're not new concepts, but it just puts them in a way that's digestible
mm-hmm.
and also really applicable to the online world.
Right.
You know, and because. Even though my team is all in the same country,
right.
we live on other opposite sides of the country, so
right.
we're only getting together in person
oh,
once
really?
A month.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we don't see each other. Everything is, you know, from meetings and all that good stuff,
right.
and, you know, and then the other thing would be, like, get a project in the country.
Yeah.
Have a project, you know.
What would you recommend for people to start off with, you know, for a variety of different budgets? Kind of
most of them are free.
Yeah.
Teamwork PM.
Teamwork PM is free. That's
you
know, what you guys
use. I love that.
Uh-huh.
But Trello is
Trello,
also really good.
Right. We use that in the team as well.
Asana.
Asana. Yeah.
Asana.
Asana.
I don't know how you say it.
Asana.
You were talking about it.
That sounds like almost like offensive. Asana. Like, what do you call it? I like Asana. It's so
Asana.
Like Asana.
And yoga is Asana.
Asana.
How do you pronounce the
Mm-hmm. However you want to pronounce it, Asana.
Yeah.
It actually won some awards too. I think it's
really?
Actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think in Corey, you know, did mention some people.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's good.
I mean, I just you know use something.
Use something.
Use something.
Right, basically.
And, you know, start using that to document your recurring tasks that you're doing on a day to day. That could really just be given out to community.
Right. Start to distill and pull things out of that.
Mm-hmm.
How you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there was a time several years back when I was asked my sister to come in to help. She went to school for industrial engineering, so she's an efficiency expert. And I kept everything in my head. Everything, all accounting, all invoices, all clients, everything was in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And when she came in, she said, I don't know what to do with all this. I have no idea what's going on. I said, oh, and then we have meetings after meetings. And she goes, at one point, is everything just in your head? I mean, how do you keep the numbers in? I'm like, I don't know. Like, yeah, that's a waste of your genius. That's a waste of your mind power.
You must have a really good memory.
My dad actually has photographic memory.
Yeah.
I don't have that, but I have maybe like a smidgen. Like a smudge. Okay. Like a smudge for them. So
if people want to get that free confident OBM toolkit, where do they need to go to get that?
They can go to my website at SarahNoKed, SarahNoKed.
Not naked, no kid,
NOKED. .com/confident-obm-toolkit.
Okay, so that's kind of long.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure we post that on all of our. Yeah, we'll post the bit.ly link so you can. There's a bit.ly.
Yeah, or you can actually, if you just go to my website, you can also know it on the homepage.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So,
Cool, so go to SarahNoKed.com.
Or if you're looking to become a VA or an OBM and you want to kind of ramp
yeah,
up who
I was
going to
ask
you
about that.
Yeah, so I am beta launching a new program in April for,
yeah.
you know, VAs or for beginners who basically want to speed up the process.
Speed up the process.
So I'll be like handpicking, you know, 10 people to work with me over the course of 8 weeks.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
so it's like a training for, you know, stay-at-home moms or dads who want to actually step up being a virtual assistant.
Yeah.
And really kind of expand. Now, I've heard that people who, like you did, that come in as a virtual assistant and then branch off to doing something different altogether. Like one of our assistants, Danielle, she came in as a virtual assistant, but then she started specializing in doing online swimming, which is kind of cool. So, you know, we live in, and here's the funny thing, I forgot to point this out, is that, you know, you did all this in a different country that doesn't even have a fraction of the opportunities that are available here in the U.S.
Right.
I mean, the way you describe where you live, actually, not to say that it's Virgo, it's not.
Right.
But it's just really kind of rural.
It is very rural, yeah. So I live on a few books. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean... So basically, it's not really a keyboard anymore. It's just a really nice. It's kind of like living in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We're surrounded by farmland. Mm-hmm. Like when you drive into you know where I live, you get the nice. You get the wall of cow smell. You know, don't you smell that? What is that smell? Like I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't smell it anymore. It's a really nice place. It's a great place to raise kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you know that. That's what it was all about for me from the beginning.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, whatever motivates you.
Right.
Okay. Now, once your kitties grow, mm-hmm. I have a question for you. So once your kitties grow and they're out of the house and you guys have babies mm-hmm. or empty nest syndrome.
Oh, my God.
And they're adults and they're no longer parenting, they're more like chasing and dying.
They're going to be born to
chase. Right. So what would you think, what do you think your motivation is to continue to maintain doing what it is that you're doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you're kind of actually doing it now with the whole...
Yeah, I think I really want to keep swimming, you know, to rock it.
Yeah.
So, I'll probably do a lot of that. But, yeah, I don't know. I might even live.
I know.
My youngest is 3 and a half. Yeah.
So, you have a lot of years to figure that out.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, that's what's so nice about it. It's too many to get on where we can be, like, you know, in 20 years from now.
So, I mean, in the online space is just really a facilitator of what, you know, because what you bring to the table is everything. What you bring to the table is valuable beyond any technology. So even though it's technology-based,
mm-hmm.
the essence of what you do, which is helping people extract systems from their mind, which will never go out of style, helping empower women to do basic stuff and become prosperous no matter where they are. Even if they want to go back to it, they can still do it.
Even if they want to live a remote lifestyle, you know, maybe they just got divorced and they're like, well, you know, I want to pick up and move and go somewhere else.
And be able to support yourself wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a really cool, deeper impact that you can use. You're basically creating that proof of concept. And then taking that, if you know how to do, systematize yourself, and then teach someone else how to do. I'm excited. I'm excited to see the results of that data. So you can take 10 people for 8 weeks. Cool. And for them to do that, they go to the website as well?
Yeah, just they're going to be on my list.
Okay.
Yeah, if they download that.
Okay, then they'll get notification for that.
Awesome. It's really kind of crazy.
Okay, it's kind of on the load up again. Download.
Yeah.
Well, once you put this on your website, I guess they would have to be on your list and know that this audio podcast is posted. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
I really appreciate it. Yeah, this is so cool.
It's so nice to see you guys in the flesh.
I know, right? In the flesh.
In the flesh.
I don't say in person. It's like flesh. That's my body.
Yeah.
It's all being on my mind.
Well, I mean, and I get that online. I don't need to come here for that.
Right, right. Now you get to see the congruency of the flesh in there.
Yeah.
In the flesh. So once again, if you want to download Sarah's Confident OBM Toolkit to help you systematize whatever business you're on, it doesn't have to be VA, right?
Exactly, yeah.
You can go to SarahNoked, NOKED.com, SARAH, okay, that's Sarah, I just totally spelled that backwards. So go to www.SARAHNOKED.com, and if you really want to get specific to the landing page, you can go to / confident-obm-toolkit. But if you just opt in on the main opt-in, you'll get all the goodies. Okay, so that's, and if you're interested in actually being part of her beta, make sure you reach out to her. I'm sure you'll
find out. You can find me on Facebook.
Okay, cool.
Instagram,
Yeah, and she's actually following all of us, our stuff here at the Fiscal Year Academy, so if you can't find me there, you can find us through us as well. So, awesome. So, you know, again, thank you so much for being here. I look forward to having you.
Keep rocking it.
And to hear more, because if you did all that in 2-3 years, I can't imagine what's going to happen in the next 2-3 years.
Right?
Anything else you want to add just before we sign off? Well, thank you all for who are there giving us feedback. Emily, Amy, hopefully the sound got a little bit better. We're going to continue to work on the technology, and I think it's just cabling or whatever the case may be, or maybe it's just a platform. Who knows? But if all the content is out there, we're going to take the recording and say, "Look, sounds like the recording is better. We'll flip it out." But join us next week. We're back for a regular time. Tuesday at noon Pacific Standard. Next week is just going to be me and Jessica. We'll talk about some really cool, juicy topics, and you want to make sure you tune in for that. But other than that, we're ready to sign off with the super awesome, fun music. And we'll see you guys on next time. Stop Money Anxiety Now Show, signing out.